This is TWiT.
Line 3, Jim in Conroe, Texas. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Welcome. Hey. Thanks for hanging on.
Oh, yeah, about an hour, so that ain't too bad. Oh, well, anyway, you're talking about an Atari. Well, I have an Atari.
Oh.
One of the original Ataris I got when I was a kid, you know.
Wait a minute, like the video game one, the video game system?
You know, I had the Pong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had the Pong. Now, my question, can you hook that up to a smart TV?
Well, you can, but you're going to have to get an adapter. So the Atari, this takes us back to the good old days of television.
Yeah, I know. You hit the Pong and you wait a few seconds for it.
Yeah. This was back in the days when all TVs all had antenna connectors, yeah. two electrical yeah. things where you'd have your rabbit ears on the TV or you'd have something else, and you'd connect those with a little cable onto those antenna connectors in the back of the TV. So that at that time, when the video games came out, that's the interface that they had. It was a wire coming out of the back of the Atari that has a little box on it with those two little wire connectors that you would
yep.
screw into your TV. And you could actually even add that to your existing antenna so you could have both. Now, there are ways to get that to work. That is what we call a composite output. But you're going to need to get a composite adapter because most modern TVs don't have composite in. Composite is a pretty old. So there was composite, and that's also what the red, white, and yellow connectors were. Red and white for left and right, yes. stereo yes. sound, and the yellow was video. That's that yellow thing. And I think some Ataris eventually had that yellow composite connector as well, so you could connect it directly to your TV, if my memory serves.
Yes.
So you'd need a composite. No modern TV has a composite input. A little better than composite, you might remember, was S-Video. That's also analog. Eventually, they got to component, which has that red, green, and blue connectors. Still RCA connectors, but a little different. And then finally, we got to digital, full digital, which was DVI and HDMI and all those. So what you're going to want is a composite to digital converter, which is actually not going to be, it's probably going to cost more than the Atari does.
Oh.
let me see if I can find one. We mentioned Monoprice, which is a very good place to get this kind of stuff. Composite AV to HDMI converter, $15. That's not too bad. That's not too bad. So you're going to have to look on the back of that Atari, see what's coming out of there. If there's a yellow RCA jack, that's good. That's the easiest. If it's the old antenna jacks, well, then you're going to have to get some other box that you can connect that to. But then that will go into a composite to HDMI converter. Don't expect great video, but hey, Pong wasn't great video anyway, was it?
No, it was fuzzy. Yeah.
There's an article the chat room has found on a site called Atari Age, which is for us aged Atari players, I guess, on how to connect your old video game system, and it has everything you need on here. I'll put that in the show notes. AtariAge.com, how to connect your old video game system. That's great. That's very timely. It talks about the adapters. It's pretty much what I just described, which is depending on what's coming out of the back of that Atari VCS, if it's the antenna adapter or the composite adapter. And they suggest you go to eBay or Best Electronics if it's a proprietary switch. That's the biggest problem. I like the Atari 5200 had a special switch box. It was proprietary. But I think the 2600 did not. If my memory... Boy, those are the good old days, huh? Holy cow.